You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast here on this Monday, March 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. As Terry said there at the top of the show, one more day here on location at the beautiful studios of WRCE, sister station to WRCO here in Richland Center, Wisconsin, the old hometown for Todd, the Driftless area. So fantastic to be out in this part of the state. You can actually hear birds in the morning, Mr. Zommers. When you wake up, you hear them singing outside. The red-winged blackbirds are back. The robins are back. Spring is in the air.
There were birds in the sky, and I never heard them singing.
Indeed.
But no,
indeed.
There's also birds outside my window for the last week or so. It's been very nice.
Yeah, it's great to have the birds back. Now, look, during the break, and coming up this hour, by the way, we're going to do some break into spring text to win contest. It's not really trivia, but whatever. Your chance to win big prizes. And I hear now that the tickets this hour, the tickets, I've given it away. The prize this hour could be $100 one day. It could be a package to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells another. But today, the prize is Brewers tickets. So we're going to do that. And everybody gets entered in that plays to win a Verlo mattress package. Going to have that. Going to have a little what's worse for you. Involving backs and posteriors, which is worse in terms of having a sore one. Going to do that. And also a little news of the day here. But before we do any of that, a couple of people over the break texted in and said, Todd, what we really want to know, here's Tony. Tony watching on Facebook. What the heck with the real news? How'd your battle with the groundhog go?
I am also very curious. Inquiring minds want to know, Todd.
If you were not with us on Friday, here's the deal. I'm here. Mom still lives back here in Richland Center, and I was staying with her, and she has had a resident under the deck of the house that she does not want. She wants them evicted. It is a groundhog. And here's a hitherto unknown fact, as my former teacher, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying. Did you know this, Sommers? Male and female groundhogs do not live together. They have separate burrows.
I did not know that.
Yes, it's true. And so it appears now that she has a male groundhog, a single bachelor groundhog.
Oh, even worse.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the groundhog bats for my team or not. But it was a single male groundhog under the house. And so she has charged me with getting... And so we had a great segment last week. It was my favorite segment of the week, I think, where people called in and suggested how I could get rid of this groundhog. So I have the live trap. Mom already had a live trap. And so I have used the information from our listeners. I disguised the trap by putting some pine boughs and other stuff around it to make it look more camouflage. And I used cantaloupe and lettuce and put a little trail out front and then more in the back of the trap. So he has to go in and then set it and then trap himself. And I used pieces of wood and kind of made a V wide and then it narrowed to the part of the entry to the trap. I can report to you that so far, the groundhog is still free. The groundhog is still on the loose. There is a groundhog on the loose. Like Tom says on YouTube, I want to see the live video of Todd getting the groundhog. All right, well, if it happens today, I'm going back to Madison today. But if it happens today, I will send you video of the captured groundhog.
He says the groundhog is it would be like Bill Murray in Caddyshack. And yeah, that's what I was thinking of too on Friday when people were calling in with tips on how to get the groundhog. It's just like the dancing groundhog that Bill Murray's trying to catch.
Right. Well, it's not a gopher, you understand. It's a larger than a gopher. Larger than a gopher. It's a ground, but not a beaver. So somewhere between a beaver and a gopher, it's a groundhog. Anyway, we'll see. All right, 11 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. I'm very excited. Making a return. Get your cell phones out and your dialing, texting fingers ready. And it's time once again for Civic Media's Break Into Spring Text to Win contest. Very good little ELO for not ELO, not ELO, but ELO. Mr. Blue,
Electric
do we like
Light
this?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Electric Light Orchestra. Do we like this opening for this segment? No?
Because
we're stuck with it for 2 weeks if we don't like it. Should it be that or should it be Springtime for Hitler?
We'll have to figure that out when you're back here.
From the musical, The Producers. But no, that was fine. That was a fine selection. All right, this is very exciting. For the next 2 weeks, tune in every day at this time in the 1 o'clock hour. I, your friendly radio and streaming host, Todd, will give you, our wonderful viewing and listening audience, a keyword. What you do is you text it into us on the Civic Media app, and somebody this hour is going to win. Not from everybody else's show, just from people that listen in this hour. Somebody today is going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Not just any tickets, by the way. These are club-level seats. They're right below the skyboxes. They have the nice arms on them. They're kind of cushioned. There is air conditioning right behind you if it gets too... And the great thing is that they have their own bathrooms for that level. Not your individual own bathroom, but it has been to the bathrooms. Hardly ever aligned the bathrooms, the concessions. It's all very, very nice.
Yeah,
you understand.
Previous, you know, games and concerts I've gone to, I'm always like, I don't want to go to the bathroom. I'm going to miss something. And it's like in and out.
Yeah, in, out, over. So today, somebody's going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets. And then everybody who enters gets put into the hat, the metaphysical hat. And somebody after 2 weeks is going to win the grand prize. It is a fantastic mattress set from Verlo Mattress. And here's the thing. Springtime, we're coming out of our slumber, out of hibernation. We're a little more active, if you know what I mean, in spring. And so you're all set now with a brand new mattress to break that puppy in springtime. It'll be absolutely fantastic. So here's what I do. Here's what you do. If you say, well, Todd, how do I get the Civic Media app? Thank you so very much for asking. Go to your phone. One of these things right here, your smartphone, all right? And you go to your app store. On Apple, it looks like a letter A with popsicle sticks. And you click on that. There'll be a search bar. You type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up a CM logo. You click on that. It'll take less than a minute. It's free. It isn't going to cost you anything. Don't ask for your social security number. Doesn't ask for a credit card number. It is free. All right. You download the app. Then, just like I have here on my great device. And then after you open it up, look at this. It'll pop up. There's a list of all of our great stations. The first 11 are the news talk sports stations that we're on. You click on the one closest to you. If for whatever reason you don't have one close to you, just click on whichever one you'd like. You can start at WAUK at the top, Waukesha, Milwaukee. On the lower right-hand side, it says text with a couple of bubbles. Looks like cartoon bubbles. You click where it says text. Now it takes you right to your phone's text. And I'm going to give you a word every day. You type that word in and hit send. That's how easy it is. All right? Let's go. Here we go. Today's Break Into Spring Text to Win contest word is melt. The word is melt. M-E-L-T. In the spring, what will the snow do? It will melt. M-E-L-T. M-E-L-T. M as in Mary, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, T as in Todd. Melt. Make sure you type it exactly that way. Melt. Because here's the thing. If we got variations of that word, Zomers, I would say, we know what they meant. No big deal. But you understand, everything is computerized these days, right? So the computer reads these. To be eligible for the pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets this hour and for the grand prize of the Verlo mattress, you have to type it exactly as I said it, melt, M-E-L-T. Anything other than that, the computer rejects it and you're not put in there. So text carefully, melt, M-E-L-T. You type in melt, you might get a reply back that says they got it, and they might ask you to do something else, sign up for a newsletter or whatever, something like that. If you don't have to, but if you do, guess what? That gets you a bonus entry. What my granddad used to call an extra. You got yourself an extra entry right there. So it's up to you. You could just do the M-E-L-T and do that, or you could follow up the confirmation text and do what it says and get yourself an extra entry. M-E-L-T, the word this hour.
You know the best part of this contest?
What is the best part?
It's statewide.
Good Lord. Thank you for reminding me that, because I would have been pulled over when I got back into Dane County. The lawyers tell me, I have to tell you, as Zomer says, in order to stay compliant with the law, and we don't want to fight the law because the law wins, this is a statewide contest. It's not just here in Richland County. It's not in Madison, not Milwaukee. It's every place in the state of Wisconsin. It is a statewide contest. Thank you, Zomer. All right, the word is melt. M-E-L-T. M-E-L-T. I'm excited about this one. Because somebody's going to go away, Zomers, this hour with these Brewers tickets. And of course, we're getting ready once again on several of our civic media stations to carry the Milwaukee Brewers radio network. Going to be very different this year without Bob Uecker after his passing in January. But Jeff Levering and the entire crew are set to go. Brewers had a pretty good spring training. Now it gets down to brass tacks. Jackson Chourio, the phenom for the Brewers, had a particularly, I think he was close to hitting 500 in spring batting practice when Luke Mathers was down there doing some scouting. He said looked pretty good. So I think the Brewers are in for another exciting season. Coach Pat Murphy in his second year as skipper of the Brewers. Of course, Murph was named the National League Manager of the Year after getting the Brewers into the postseason once again. A lot of people didn't think they could compete for that. They won the Central Division. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. All right, the text word this hour is melt, M-E-L-T. Text it in right now on the Civic Media app, and you could win 2 Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Come on back. We'll do a little what's worse for you after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, the 24th. Todd's in Richland Center. People don't like, well, some people, I do it because I think it's funny occasionally. Talk about myself in third person. Then people say, why are you doing that? Because I just think I'm making fun of myself as weird. Anyway, I'm here in Richland Center.
It is a fun thing to do from time to time.
I don't do it all. There are people that do it all the time.
That's too much, but you don't do it all the time.
No, I try not to. Anyway, I'm in Richland Center at beautiful WRCE Studios. I'll be back in the Madison Studios tomorrow. We have a brand new, thanks to our great engineering team, a brand new table to sit at. I understand this. I could just have food brought in. DoorDash constantly.
The fruit plate. Jane still hasn't gotten a fruit plate in Racine, but now you're going to get one here.
Right, exactly. So I'm very excited about that tomorrow. I'll be back at the home studio with Mr. Zomers as well. Right now we're in the middle of the text to win spring into springtime. No, spring into spring.
Break into spring.
Break into spring. Break into spring. Springtime trivia, text to win. And here, all there's no trivia. All you have to do is text us on the Civic Media app. You understand? The keyword this hour is melt. M-E-L-T. M as in Mary, E-L-T. Melt. Text melt right now. And somebody this hour, not from the entire day, it's just from the pool of people that text this hour. So your chances are pretty good statistically. Somebody this hour is going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets at the club level section. Beautiful, plush, fantastic seats. Melt, M-E-L-T. And everybody will be put into the pool to win a brand new mattress set from Verlo Mattress. And who doesn't need a brand new mattress in springtime?
I could use one. Mine's getting a little uneven. Sure. It's pretty old.
I hear you. I hear you.
I, however, cannot enter this contest.
No, we are not eligible. Melt, M-E-L-T, is the word you want to enter in right now. All right, 23 past the hour, 1 o'clock. Let's open it up. Time once again for What's Worse. Here we go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. I'm not going to say what I usually say because that'll mix people up, because we are actually giving things away this hour, giving away those Brewer tickets, but that's, you have to text the word melt to do the Brewers tickets. This is just for fun. All right. You can do both, by the way. You can text melt and be eligible for the Brewers tickets and the Verlo mattress. And you can call us or text for today's What's Worse. And this is timely because, speaking of springtime, a lot of people are going out and doing spring work in their gardens or their lawns. They're trying to catch rogue groundhogs. It can weigh on your back, you understand? And then some of us are sitting in a chair way too long, watching way too much sports and football or basketball right now. And also, like, have you ever like fallen and like hurt your tailbone or your hip or something like that? Your posterior? So here's the question today. What's worse? A sore back or a sore ass?
Well, see, the way I interpreted it, because we have these great pictures now, and a sore back has a person grabbing their back and you can see an outline of the spine in red, like clearly they're in pain. A sore ass has a picture of an older guy in a suit, just kind of a little hunched over with his brow furrowed and red glasses and a big frown on his face. So I'm thinking it's more like a sore ass as in a person who's just grumpy and irritable.
I see. I thought about a sore ass. He's just a sore ass. I was taking it literally.
like you fell
or you spent too much time sitting.
I did have that the first time I got COVID.
And you're saying that, no, this is just a sore ass. Just a guy who's just always grumpy. All right. Well, take it whatever way you want. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a sore back or a sore ass? It depends on how you say it, right?
It does. A sore ass or a sore ass?
All right. What's worse, a sore back or a sore ass?
Greg from Genesee Depot says sore back.
That's what you use, by the way. That's what you use when you're trying to look up and find out an alternative word. You use a saurus. All right, what have you got? Go ahead.
Greg in Genesee Depot texts in that a sore back is worse, and Todd in Oshkosh texts in a thorax, like the body part of an insect.
That would be a combination, right? Very good. What's worse, a sore back or a sore ass? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have lots going on this half hour, Zobbers. You could text us the keyword of melt, M-E-L-T, to be eligible to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets this hour and a brand new mattress. And you could also text us or call in for what's worse, a sore back or a sore ass. It really does depend on how you say it.
It really does.
Right. All right, well, we'll do that. Calls coming in fast and furious here, at least text messages. We appreciate everybody who is doing that. Brian in Milwaukee listening on WAUK says, you said sore ass as in butt? Well, that's the question. Is it relating to like sitting on your posterior too long, or is it What Zahmer said, a person who's just always angry, grumpy, and sore all the time. Is it a sore ass or a sore ass? 855-752-4842. 855-782-4842. Try that again, Todd. How many times do I say this? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Jim, listening on AUK in Brookfield. Jim, a sore back or a sore ass? What's worse?
Tom, a sore back. It's much more incapacitating. You can't move around. With a sore ass, all you have to do is sit on your ass. But with a sore back, it's hard to get up and move around.
I think you're absolutely right. Because at different times in my life, I've had a really bad back problem. And it can be debilitating, right?
Yes.
Now, what's your remedy? Do you just kind of walk it off? Do you use a chiropractor, a massage therapist, a doctor, meds? How do you take care of it?
I get the heating pad, take some ibuprofen, get the heating pad, and put it on my back and lay on it. And maybe a warm shower, too, get that warm water on the back. But heat, and ibuprofen.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Come on back. We'll play a little bit more of what's worse, some news as well. Don't go anywhere. And don't forget, text the word MELT, M-E-L-T, this hour to win Milwaukee Brewers tickets. You could be you. Come on back. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, the 24th of March, 2025. Glad to have you along. Zahmer's back at the world headquarters in Madison, where I will be tomorrow along with him. Today, one more day here at beautiful studios in Richland Center at WRCE. We are right in the middle of a couple of different things going on today. First and foremost, somebody this hour, in the next 25 minutes, somebody's going to go home, or at least be told, they will win a pair, two Milwaukee Brewers tickets to the club level at AmFam Field. We are in the middle of our Break in Spring Text to Win contest. Everybody who plays gets entered in for the grand prize of a Verlo mattress set. All you have to do is text the word MELT, M-E-L-T, MELT. Text it in right now. You have until the top of the hour to be eligible. All right, so go ahead and do that. Also asking what's worse today, our regular segment, a sore back or a sore ass? Now, is it a sore ass or a sore ass?
We've gotten some texts responding
both ways. But it goes both ways, as it turns out. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Brian in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Brian, what's worse, a sore back or a sore ass?
Probably a sore ass. I mean, the more I think about it. It really depends what you eat, too. There was one time at my grandparents' 70th wedding anniversary, we had an eating competition with spicy buffalo wings.
Oh, boy.
At the same time, my cousin and I were eating them, on the record player was playing Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. And
that's an entirely different take, but I think we've all been there at one point or another when you've simply had too much spicy food. And the fact that Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire was playing at the same time. Stay away from the spicy buffalo wings, right?
Unfortunately fitting.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Appreciate you playing along. What's worse, a sore back or a sore ass? 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Also, hit us up on Facebook like Tony did. Tony says a sore back is worse. Definitely from someone who can only stand or walk for only 15 minutes at a time. Yeah, I mean, legit back problems can be debilitating. I mean, it really is serious stuff. So anything else on the... Oh, Amanda watching on Facebook says...
Our friend from WGBW.
Oh, yes. Amanda WGBW. Very good. A sore back. Great station, by the way. And coming up tonight from the studios at WGBW at 6 o'clock, our great friend and colleague Pete Schwabe has on one of our favorite people and guests who appears on this program occasionally, the wonderful John Roach. Great filmmaker, great person, Wisconsin alum. I'm sure he'll be talking with Pete tonight about his brand new documentary coming out at the Wisconsin Film Festival about Howard Moore's family, the basketball coach at Wisconsin, whose his wife and daughter were killed in a wrong way drunk driving accident that hit he and his family. Howard Moore and his son survived, and then Howard Moore had a stroke during recovery and his complete journey. It's an incredible film. So join John Roach tonight on Pete Schwab's Nightlight at 6 o'clock. Anyway, Amanda says a sore back is worse. Laying down can fix a sore ass, but not your back, depending upon where it hurts. Well, that's true, right?
I'm going to have to agree. I think that a sore back is worse, because whether you mean a sore ass or a sore ass, with a sore ass, like Amanda says, you can lay down to relieve the pressure. But with a sore ass, you can just walk away, unless your back is too sore.
Here's somebody from in Dailyville, Ken Bob. I like that name. Ken Bob in Dailyville texting in and saying a sore back is much worse than a sore ass. If your ass is sore, you can cure it by just getting off of it, whereas sore backs are notoriously hard to get rid of. Well, that's very good.
Tyler in Columbia County texts in and says a sore back is worse. A sore ass only happens with me after a good day of riding my motorcycle.
Very good. L.A. Tom checking in from beautiful Los Angeles, California, saying, I've had two back surgeries from playing football, and it's debilitating. And it also puts you in the worst move.
Sometimes he uses voice to text.
It puts you in the worst mood. Yeah, you're right. I mean, boy, it can back. Like I say, back surgeries or back problems are nothing to sneeze at. Marty checking in from Bangor. Is that Bangor, Maine, perhaps? Or maybe, no, it's a Bangor in on western Wisconsin there near the Mississippi River. On WLCX out of La Crosse, Marty in Bangor says, quote, I'm a sore ass. Smart ass, a sore back is much worse. Well, at least he admits it, right? Very good. What else do we have here? L.A. Tom checking in with, for those that didn't hear, there was a great story by Brittany Merlot on otters. There are two otters that escaped from from the Green Bay Zoo. Now, I'm not sure if they're hanging out with the groundhog down here, but this is real. And they're trying to lure them back in. So that's L.A. Tom talking about otters there. What's worse, a sore back or a sore ass? Here's Sherry from Horicon listening on WAUK says, I have a sore butt. I got an 8-hour, an 8-inch tumor removed. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. That would make that worse for you in particular. That would make that very bad. Steve in beautiful Mount Horeb listening on WMDX says, a sore back. Hard to pick anything up with a sore back.
Very true. Yes. Todd, what about
you? I think that a sore back is worse as well. As someone who I don't want to call it debilitating back issues, but I have had back issues before, and it can really put you out of commission for a while. So I would definitely say a sore back is worse. All right. And you've already gone, right? You already said what you thought.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. Very good. So there you go. There's a little what's worse for you. Appreciate everybody that played along today. More in our second hour tomorrow. And right now, as we said, until the end of this hour, our text to win contest, text the word MELT, M-E-L-T, M-E-L-T, to the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour is going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets, and everybody is eligible for that Verlo mattress set, which is a grand prize. All right, a little quiz question for you today. Which U.S. senator said this? Which U.S. senator said this? And I quote, I do not want to see the Republican Party ride to political victory on the four horsemen of calumny, fear ignorance, bigotry, and smear. As an American, I condemn a Republican fascist just as much as I condemn a Democrat communist. They are equally dangerous to you and me and our country. As an American, I want to see our nation recapture the strength and unity it once had when we fought the enemy instead of ourselves, unquote. Which U.S. senator said that? Any guesses, Zomers?
I'm going to take a guess. First, let me double check that this person is a senator. yes. Okay. Right. Mitt Romney.
That would be a very good guess, actually. A very, very good guess. And I bet if we put that out there, we get more guesses for that one. I'm just going to say it because it's a, I don't want to call it a trick question, but it's interesting. It's even before my time. The person that said that was, in fact, a Republican. She was from Maine, not Susan Collins. It was Margaret Chase Smith, Republican of Maine, who said it on June 1st, 1950.
Wow.
In the United States Senator. She was the rare individual brave enough to put country ahead of party and ahead of self, to stand up to, guess who? Wisconsin's very own Senator Joe McCarthy and his ilk. McCarthy, of course, was a liar, a bully, a fearmonger, so bad that his tactics are still known as what? McCarthyism. Chase ended her comments that day with this warning, and I quote again, "It is high time that we all stop being tools and victims of totalitarian techniques, techniques that, if continued here unchecked, will surely end what we have come to cherish as the American way of life." Unquote. Again, the words of Margaret Chase Smith, Republican of Maine, who said these words on June 1st, 1950. The more things change, unfortunately, they stay the same. But think about that. A Republican back in 1950 standing up to Wisconsin's very own Joe McCarthy because of what he was doing was simply un-American. And unfortunately, that has continued into today. A little post here by the intellectualist over the weekend on Donald Trump's mass deportation machine and the shadow prison in El Salvador. Not missing, disappeared. No phone call, no charges, no lawyer. And days later, a message appears that an individual has been deported to a country he's never been to, locked in a concrete hell designed for gang leaders and killers. That's not a story from Argentina's dirty war or Stalin's gulags. It happened in the United States in 2025, and it's still happening. The story says in The Intellectualist, as you read this, it's the story of the disappeared 238 Venezuelan men secretly deported by the Trump administration to El Salvador's most notorious prison, CECOT, a facility condemned by the United Nations, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch for crimes against human dignity. And over the weekend, many of these stories have come out. One, Andreas Enrique Caraballo, a 23-year-old man who is a makeup artist and a hairstylist who happens to be gay. And as there was a Time reporter, a Time photographer, like Time magazine, got access and was embedded in this prison in El Salvador as these people were taken in, doing intake. And as they're shaving his head and pushing him to the floor, he's screaming, I'm a makeup artist. I'm not a member of any gang. And what's happened here, here's an individual who came into the country legally because of delays in the paperwork and the processing. He became, without papers, that were current and got swept into this and shipped off to El Salvador with no due process. As I said last week on this program, I'm not here to defend legitimate criminals. That's not the point. The point is, in the United States of America, we have something called the Bill of Rights, in which that guarantees rights to everyone, not just citizens. There's a way to do things in this country. Had this story last week, was in the Journal Sentinel and USA Today. An American, a white guy, I'm just going to say that because that matters to some people. A white guy from Wisconsin, a Wisconsin native, married a woman from Peru. They went on their honeymoon to Puerto Rico. He says he was a Trump voter and still is. When they came back into the country, his wife was detained by ICE and taken to detention. This power that Trump is seizing, in which they want to defy the courts and the judicial branch of government, is deeply disturbing. And it's setting up a constitutional crisis that we're already in. And now Trump today is taking part of this and petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court to take these things up, because they don't want judges, in their words, interfering. Spooky stuff. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show after this here in our studios at WRCE and Richland Center's The Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, a little news for you from ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which of the great stations you are listening to across Civic Media's network. A little check of weather from our meteorology team. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, talking more about that great Badger women's hockey victory over the weekend. National champions for the 8th time. Truly incredible. Wisconsin men's basketball team, Marquette men's basketball team, both take losses on the first weekend. They are done, but the tournament continues to the Sweet 16 next weekend. Looking forward to that. And then after that, Maggie Dawn. The Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. But today, our very own in Madison, John and Gordy, filling in for Maggie Dawn all week, right? John and Gordy are all week. Yes. So it's a chance for you to get a taste of their show. And John and Gordy, by the way, those guys deserve some, I don't know, extra bagels or something, because they're doing their own show from 6 until 8 in the morning on WMDX in Madison. And then they're coming back in and doing Maggie's show every afternoon this week from 2 until 4. How about that?
Impressive haul for sure.
An impressive haul. We appreciate them. And then after that, of course, it's Dom Salvia from 4 until 6. And then, as we said before, the great show Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8. And tonight, John Roach going to be joining Pete Schwabe on that show. Should be a great one. It always is. All right. And don't forget also, have a few more minutes, like 5-6 more minutes here, to text in the word MELT, M-E-L-T. If you don't have it already, download the Civic Media app. Go to any of the first 11 stations. Open it up. You'll see the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text, T-E-X-T. Click on the text, and then you're entered. Then you type in the word MELT, M-E-L-T. Hit send. Somebody this hour is going to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers baseball tickets to the club level. It's fantastic. Great view. Great seats. And then everybody gets entered in for the Verlo Mattress Grand Prize. Going to be fun. Going to be great. So text in the word MELT, M-E-L-T, this hour. Going to talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. But I wanted to touch on something else that happened over the weekend. Not getting a lot of news this morning. This comes to us from James Tate. Says Jessica Abers' death feels like one of those stories that's meant to fade quietly into the background, a tragic headline that people are supposed to forget. But when a career prosecutor who spent her life chasing Russian cyber criminals, CIA leaks, and war criminals turns up dead just after resigning, forgetting isn't an option. Aber, the former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, was found dead at her home in Alexandria, Virginia on March 22nd. She was just 43 years old. Police have not said how she died, but the timing and her unfinished business makes it impossible to ignore. The prosecutor who wouldn't back down, Jessica Aber, wasn't just a lawyer. She was the person you sent in when things got messy. Back in January, just before her resignation, Aber helped to put Ashif Rahman, a former CIA analyst, behind bars for leaking top secret information about Israeli military plans against Iran. The information ended up splashed across social media last year. Aber didn't mince words when Rahman pleaded guilty. She warned that his leak had, quote, placed lives at risk and compromised our ability to collect vital intelligence in the future, unquote. That's prosecutor speak, for this guy seriously screwed things up. Whenever Rahman leaked, it wasn't just embarrassing. It was dangerous. Big cases, bigger enemies. Aber's case didn't stop there. In November of last year, her office prosecuted a Virginia-based company accused of funneling sensitive U.S. technology to a Russian telecom firm with Kremlin ties. Was not exactly an accident. The company allegedly disguised shipments and played fast and loose with American tech and Russia wasn't supposed to have. And there were more crimes and indictments. Disturbing is what I'll say.
Chilling, Jessica, is the word that came to my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Jessica Aber knew that things mattered, things that powerful people wanted buried. She chased down those Russian cyber criminals, locked up a CIA leaker who compromised military intelligence, and tangled with foreign operatives who wouldn't hesitate to make problems disappear. And now she's gone. And the timing stinks. Maybe her death was just an awful accident and coincidence. Maybe it wasn't. But when people investigating corruption start turning up dead, there's only one possible thing to do. To start asking louder questions. That is via MSNBC and James Tate. I think it's important to keep Jessica Aber's story alive, to keep her memory alive, her service alive, and to be vigilant in these very dangerous times when you have an administration, and the Trump administration, who now wants the Supreme Court to give them leverage because people are being, their words, instigators, unquote. That'll do it for today. About a minute left. If you want to text the word, do it now. Melt, M-E-L-T. Text Melt on the Civic Media app. You can win those Brewer tickets and also be eligible for a brand new mattress. We'll all be back in Madison tomorrow with Zomers. Looking forward to that. Check in 1 week to go before the Supreme Court and DPI election next Tuesday, April 1st. We'll preview that, so be with us then. Many thanks to Philney and the great folks here at WRCE, WRCL. Whatever you are fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.